This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is to derail the Philadelphia Eagles in some way, and they're trying to get off to the good start, but cutting through and tackling Betts for a loss of 2 yards is Hugh Douglas. The Eagles today dressed in green on green. It's a motif that they have worn only once before, Moose, and that was back in 97 when they were beaten badly here on a Monday night game at Veterans Stadium by the 49ers, and the players said maybe we'll wear green on green, which seems to be a popular color combination, or blue on blue, whatever you want to call it. Not too old compliments to Bobby Vinton, but
what were you thinking with that green on green?
Green on green is awesome.
Oh, that was brutal. You guys look so slow in the uniforms. Maybe it's just because it was NFL in 2002 was slower than now. I'm watching the highlights of this game.
We were excited about wearing green on green. We were.
I believe that was the final home game regular season at the Link. That was 0-2, right? I think that was the end of the season. You guys were going for the one seed against Washington. You did win that game. Patrick Ramsey on the other side. You had a sack that day, did you not?
I think so.
Yes, he did.
You did.
Yeah. Stay so. So, yeah.
So how'd the green on green thing happen?
That's on the sack.
Was that a you idea? Donovan idea?
I don't remember what it was, but it was during... It was kind of during the time where, you know, I think the third alternate jersey started to become like a thing. And we wanted to do something different. And I remember we wanted to wear the green pants. And I remember having to beg Andy to do that. And when we did it, everybody was excited.
Well, because Andy knows good clothes taste. He wears Hawaiian shirts and all that.
I don't think, you know what it was? I don't think Mr. Lurie was really too cool on that. I don't think he was too cool on it, but we ended up wearing it and it was pretty cool.
Looking back.
No, wouldn't change a thing. Loved it. Would have rather wore the all black.
Well, the all black are cool.
Yeah, but the green was cool. The green was cool.
Do you think people would sign up for all green now? I think it'd be bottom of the barrel.
Are you talking about players or Eagles fans?
Both.
I would say players.
I don't know.
Anytime players get to wear like monochromatic colors like that, they're cool with that. That's like the coolest thing you can do. Like whatever the color is, except for the... Who was it? What was the game where all the colorblind people couldn't see?
Oh, that was the mustard, or was that the Jaguars Titans?
Yeah, that was crazy, and they were
wild.
Mad.
Yeah.
They were mad because the two colors.
It was so bad.
They couldn't see.
I think the NFL's burned the tapes of that. We can't find
that
on YouTube.
That was crazy. Yeah, I remember that.
I forget. Remember they used to put the Jackson Titans on Thursday like every week every year?
No, I felt like it was every week. That was Thursday Night Football. The Thursday team. Jags Titans.
I'm not even exaggerating when I say this. The green on green is some of the worst NFL uniforms I've ever seen.
No, Hugh, I don't think any player
so
would want it now. I mean, you guys. Dude.
No, I believe they would.
Oh, my God.
When I heard that Hugh liked them.
Yeah.
I was talking to him about it this morning, and I walked by Wechter, and I'm like, yo, Wechter, you remember those Eagles green-on-green uniforms? And he got physically ill at the thought of them. Nobody liked them. Nobody liked them but the players.
Well, I'm telling you, you got to go back and watch the YouTube. You guys look so slow in them.
No, I saw a little bit of them.
In fact, I did see one clip, and you guys won the game, right? That's the most important thing. You won 34-21, but... I saw one clip that was not a good scene for WIP.
What was that?
Oh, it was a big L.
Yeah, so there was there was one highlight where Patrick Ramsey threw a touchdown pass. It was like a 30-yarder. And Hugh, you could clearly see 53 engulfed by the left tackle. I mean, just no push.
Hey, listen,
just engulfed.
I'm not embarrassed or ashamed by that because Chris Samuels was a grown-ass man.
But wait, there's more.
But so you were taken out of the play by the left tackle. And you're right, Chris Samuels is a great player.
Grown-ass man.
And then the throw, I was watching the throw. It goes over the middle, right? Like a post pattern.
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't tell if it was a receiver or a tight end, whatever it was. But whatever it was, that player cooked. And I mean cooked the linebacker in coverage. I think it was 58. Reese was on the back of that jersey.
It wasn't
good for you guys. I mean, you're the best pass rusher on the field. You get nowhere near the quarterback. Ike's trying to be out in coverage. You left him out to dry because you couldn't get near the quarterback, and he got torched.
Man, I tell you. Again,
I'm gonna try to find a show with you right now.
Chris Samuels was a grown ass man.
Look at these and excuse happened, making.
It ain't no excuse because I remember my teammate Barbie Josie tell me, he said, "Hey man, you gonna get beat? It ain't the record. You gonna get beat sometime? It ain't the record."
Here we go. I'm gonna show it to you right now. Here's you getting nowhere, and then watch the throw right over Ike. I mean, this is an easy touchdown
man,
for Washington.
Look at that grown ass man that I was going against.
Look
though.
At that coverage. he's four steps behind. That's not good.
Doc knocked him on his butt though.
Yeah. Well, Doc was coming to help, but Ike's got to be better than that. All right. 215-592-9490. For back to the phone lines here, Julie in Allentown. Good afternoon, Julie.
Julie.
Hi guys, how are you?
How you doing?
Good, Julie. What's up?
Good. Okay, first time caller. Thanks for taking it. You guys have my absolute favorite show. Thank you guys for what you do.
Well, thank you for listening. We appreciate that.
We very much appreciate it. Thank you for calling.
For sure. Hugh, we've met way back in June at Doc's golf tournament. My husband and I were filming the interviews there.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, that's a fun time. Can't wait to Doc's next golf tournament, even though I don't play golf.
Yeah, Julie, you got to get Hugh to play this time and film him playing golf.
I'd go to eat.
Listen,
you know me.
The players that don't play are so much fun. They are just heckling and they are goofing around. It's the best time.
Yeah, it's a fun time.
You heckling
man.
Your old teammates?
I do.
Yeah.
Sometimes. You know, I do.
There's really healthy competition. I love it. I love all the chaps. It's like, I imagine it's like being a fly on the wall in the locker room a little bit.
A little bit. We clean it up a little
bit. Yeah, well, you better. This is polite company.
Well, first of all, I think tonight is going to be a nail biter. I think that's just like what I've gotten used to. I hope it's a blowout, but I'm nervous. I'm with you, Joe.
Julie, it's one of those things where, like, I think they're going to win. I think they're going to win a close game, kind of like the way I think you feel. But it's just, like, this is such a big game that I have those butterflies and that nervous energy. Because if they win, you know, the path to a high seed, the path to the Super Bowl, it's all in front of us then. And if we lose, it's like we got an uphill climb to try to win the division. Because they'll have a big advantage with a win already over us. Like, there's so much.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
On the line tonight, Julie.
Yep, and I just think we got to run the ball, and I believe in our guy, Saquon, who is from our hometown up here. Whitehall's right next to Allentown, so we're big fans of Saquon. We got to run the ball, and we can win it. I'm just going to be chewing my nails off.
Love it. Run the ball. All right, Julie, what do you got for us for a name with alliteration?
Guys, how has nobody said, you've been playing his music the whole time. It's Sylvester Sly Stallone.
Oh, that's a great one. Julie, it's going to be tough to beat that. Sly Stallone, good phone call. That's a good phone call for
great,
a first call.
Great call and great.
On it, I mean, is there any show on WIP that plays the Rocky music more than the Midday Show? I mean,
like the full catalog. Yeah.
Sly Stallone is in our heads every day.
We're basically the soundtrack.
No, but it's his brother, though, right? Frank.
Right, but
yeah, but that's not an alliteration.
But that's not
no,
the name.
No, but I'm just
dropped.
Saying, Frank Stallone is the one that sings the songs.
But
though, right?
You picture Sylvester.
No, I'm not trying to like, listen, music. Julie. I'm not trying to
wow.
be that guy.
Are you trying to knock
I'm
down her answer?
No,
you did.
I'm saying. I mean, we've accepted it, but isn't like Sylvester Stallone is not.
But
like,
we didn't ask who sings the song. We asked
okay,
for a name with
fine.
Alliteration.
That's fine. I digress.
I'm surprised. I mean, she said she likes the show, and
did I poo pooed? I just.
I mean, you took her.
Huh?
I mean, I think it's a great answer.
It's a great answer. I'm not saying it wasn't, but I'm like, isn't that
you? Yeah, Frank? You yeah, butted.
Don't listen to Hugh, Julie.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
I never do. I mean, that's.
Let me see what Frank's catalog looks like.
Yeah, you do that, Kyle in Port Richmond. What's up, Kyle?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Man, she just stole my thunder. I was going to say Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, all right. Well, you got time to think of another one. But Kyle,
there's
what do you...
a whole bunch of other good ones out there.
There
still.
Are. There's plenty.
I got a good one. I had a backup.
All right. Kyle, what do you think about the game tonight? You confident or nervous?
I am.
No,
say
I sent some nerves. I sent some nerves.
Look, 70-30 confident, you know, against, you know, not confident because we always play Washington. It's always down to the line with them. No matter how bad their team is, how bad our team is, you got to remember, two seasons ago, they destroyed our perfect record. They were the ones that made us, you know, go from undefeated to that one loss. So,
yeah, you know what? I think that was exactly this week, too. It was right around this time of the year because they were 10. We were 10-0, I believe, right? Then we dropped to 10-1. So you're right about
yep,
that.
We dropped to 10-1. So, you know, as far as confidence, you know, I'm up there. But Nick Sirianni, I will be at the game tonight, and I will start the chant for you, Joe. I will start the take the points chant. I will start for you, Joe. I promise.
Kyle, I will feel so proud if I hear a take the points chant from the crowd tonight.
I'm going to start it for you, Joe. I promise you. So look, as far as you know, I want them to actually take some risks, but we have a good defense now. We don't really have to take as many risks as we need to. So anything, you know, on our side of the 50, punt it off. Let our defense, let the young Thundercats, like Hugh says, take control of that game. Let the linebacker play, take control of the game. I'm looking more at the defense than I am looking at the offense in this game. I think the defense is going to win or lose the game for us, not the offense.
And the way they're playing, I trust them right now, Kyle. This has been a really good defense for about 5 weeks. All right, Kyle, what's your answer? You got a backup for us?
I got a backup, and Hugh, I know you're going to like this. This is the number one playboy, the number one Mac Daddy, Hugh Hefner.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. You know
the
what
most
I
famous
he was,
Hugh? He's got to be.
Yeah, he has to be.
Yeah.
I was
Kyle,
thinking,
good
I
one.
Thought when he started, I thought he was going to say somebody else. I thought he was going to say Dirk Diggler. That's another one.
That is a good one. I mean,
you've taken
a lot off the board here. Well, what are you doing?
No, I didn't. I only said one.
No, you gave another one earlier.
I did.
Jimmy Johnson.
Okay, that's two.
Yeah.
But they're two good ones.
They are two good ones.
Nobody was going to say Dirk Diggler.
Our audience? They're thinking at 215.
No, it's only Thursday. On Friday.
Oh, you're right.
If it was Friday, that would have came up. But no.
215-592-9494. Your answers for ComboCon. Looking for a name with alliteration. First name, last name. All right, your call is up tonight's game. Are you confident? What gives you that confidence? Or do you have some nerve? It's okay to say it. I mean, I'm not going to jump on you. I feel nervous about the game. Plus, the guys mentioned in the crossover, I want to bring it back up next. Is there a hidden advantage on the Commander's side that we had to consider? That next, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!